The Burt Show.
All right, so Chris Brown is back, and we've been talking about him for a couple of days. It felt like to us that his release of a song a couple of days ago felt mistimed to us. Or was it a video?
Some pictures and stuff yesterday, and then the song was released today. So, you know, Rihanna came out with her single, and she had a countdown clock on her website. Everybody was very excited about it. It's called Russian Roulette. We played it for you yesterday. It's a really heavy song talking about her struggles with the relationship with Chris Brown. I mean, and it's a really painful song. I got chill bumps. Wendy cried over it, whatever. So it was kind of Rihanna's moment, and it was also the moment she announced when her album was coming out, which is going to be on November 23rd. So it's a really big deal for her. Well, on the same exact day that she did that, Chris Brown put out like still photos from his video shoot, talked about this new song coming out, and then has put out this new single called Crawl. Actually, following Rihanna's release, his is out today.
So we've been pretty critical about Chris Brown, and Jen's going to play you some clips from an interview he did in New York in a couple of minutes. But here's a sample of the song that came out. And I think you handled it really well this morning when you read the words to the song.
Yeah, I think you still had the lyrics
over
there.
Did I toss them?
Oh, boy.
You might have thrown them out. But
yeah,
Bert, we always tease Bert because he doesn't listen to lyrics of songs. And so we made him read them out loud.
Yeah, I'll Google
so
them real quick.
What's the name? He could understand it. It's called Chris Brown Crawl. Yeah, right. He's got still that restraining order. He's not supposed to talk to her or email her or contact her for 5 years. Plus that restraining order that keeps him 100 yards away. And if they're at the same entertainment event, it's 10 yards away. So this is really the only way he can get his message to her. But it sounded very different yesterday to me with her message, right? I mean, it didn't sound like she was on that same page whatsoever of Rihanna's Russian Roulette. We're going to play for you some of this interview that he did yesterday.
Good morning, Q100.
Yeah, oh my God, that song made me want to vomit.
Which one?
The Chris Brown.
Why?
Because I hate men that abuse women like that, and then he's going to crawl back to love? Yeah, okay.
He's manipulating her with his lyrics, and it's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, the only way he has, the only power he has to communicate with her right now is through song.
Well,
so,
still.
Yeah.
It probably makes her want to vomit, too.
I'm right there with you.
Hopefully.
I'm right there with you.
I don't think so.
I think
it would put his claws right back in her.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they get back together.
You kind of want to hear, like, when you break up with somebody, or even if it's abusive, if not emotional, physical, I mean, if you're with somebody for so long, those are the words you want to hear, like, oh, God, he still loves me. Maybe I'll give him one more chance, but total manipulation.
So up until this point, all we have seen really is a video of Chris Brown speaking in front of the camera saying, I'm sorry. And then we saw him on Larry King, acting a little contrite also. And he went on a radio station, Hot 97, up in New York, I think it was yesterday, and started to speak a little bit more candidly about he and Rihanna and everything.
Of course, you're going to have your opinions and your thoughts, and that's perfectly fine. So if you feel that way, and if people feel a certain way, I'm not going to say that they're wrong for feeling however they feel because their opinion. But at the end of the day, it's not right to judge somebody. Of course you're gonna have your opinions and your thoughts, and that's perfectly fine. So if you feel that way, and if people feel a certain way, I'm not gonna say that they're wrong for feeling however they feel because their opinion. But at the end of the day, it's not right to judge somebody when people make mistakes all the time. And I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm learning from them as we go. And I regret every moment of every second of it. So. I can't expect people to have me be perfect. Although sometimes as an artist and as entertainers, we are looked at as perfectionists, and we can't.
Especially you were like clean cut,
clean, yeah.
Wrigley commercial, role model for the kids, and then you know, so that everybody was just like in shock.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the most embarrassing things for me too is just because of my image and who I was as a young role model to a lot of kids and how people looked up to me, even parents and stuff like that. It was kind of hard for me because I let a lot of people down and I felt that it was like turning my back on a lot of my fans and turning my back on a lot of people, even the people I love, you know what I'm saying? Like letting a lot of people down in the midst of everything.
I mean, do you fully realize
the situation?
How people and how bad that
I totally realize, and I know because like me being a kid who grew up with domestic violence and certain things in my household when I was growing up, I mean, that's something that I never want to put anybody through or let anybody have that that reminiscent feeling of, that's not who I am at all. So I feel like with a lot of stuff is having the feelings. Like a lot of people, I wouldn't say they blew it out of proportion, but people didn't act like we were human. Like, and I'm not saying, I'm not justifying the situation by any means, wow. Just that a lot of people looked at it like, okay, it was this, it was that, and like they don't have any, that they don't make mistakes.
The worst part of it was the picture, to see her face like
that. Definitely.
You know, it was disturbing, like, you know, to feel something
of course.
When you see
it was awful.
So that's what we know of what happened. Is that the whole story? Is that what happened?
Like I said, I know y'all seen me on Larry King and everything with the bow tie, and everybody wanted to know, and everybody's still trying to know what it was, and like out of respect for me and my privacy, and like her, definitely I don't like really talk about it, and I don't want to go into it, but I just feel like a lot of, whether it's with reports or whether it's what media has said and stuff, has been like, now, I wouldn't say altered, but definitely a lot of extra stuff has been added and falsified into a lot of stuff. But I'm not justifying what went down, because
you,
I do
still
take,
realize what you did.
Yeah, I still realize, and it's not
wrong.
Okay in any way, shape, or form.
It was said that you had some injuries from the evening, but there was no pictures or anything like that on the internet. Were you injured in this?
Honestly, I just would like to get past it.
Okay.
Honestly, like it's not even a fact. I think at the end of the day, I'm sorry for what I did, whatever it is, and
whatever it is.
Only me and Shorty know what went down in the car. So I like to leave it between us. So I ain't saying nothing on her behalf or nothing on my behalf. It's just I leave it at that.
Somebody's got to keep him away from a microphone.
Yeah. It still doesn't feel like he's totally embracing an apology. You know, like only she and I know what happened in the car.
People blow it out of proportion. And just the
too many words.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, just the whole idea of, you know, that's not who I am. Well, Chris, yeah, guess what? It is who you are. It should be like, oh my God, that
I
is
can't
who
believe
I am.
This is who I am.
I never wanted to be this guy, and here I am. So I've got, you know, it just I don't know. It just doesn't seem like he's really that upset by it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a genuine, like if that were me, I would be so embarrassed to go out on the public again. And so nervous that person is inside of me, that I'm capable of doing something like that I think my apology to the world would sound a lot different than that.
But yeah, you come from a different background, though. And you come from a different family, and you come from a different set of, I don't know, limitations and a certain set of rules and how you interact with women. And he doesn't come from that same place.
Hey, Bill.
I don't know.
You think we're being too hard on him?
No, I don't think we're being too hard on him at all. No, I think it's horrible, but I think I'm trying to explain why he isn't reacting the way you were saying you would react.
Right. Yeah, we do. We come from different backgrounds, different places. Hey, Belinda, good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay, no, how are you?
I think y'all are being way too hard on Chris Brown. People make mistakes. I met my husband when I was 15, and he was 16. And I was spoiled rotten, and I used to hit him and abuse him all the time. And my mama saw this, and I mean, now I'm 32 and he's 33, and I wouldn't dare hit him because I have 3 sons and I don't want them to grow up like that. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody's been too hard on him. He's young. People make mistakes. People need to just, you know, he apologized for it. He can't live through this his whole life as just that man. Oh, he hit Rihanna. That's not fair. He makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. I did it. I was abusive to my husband. He never hit me, but I hit him.
But I think it's the pure brutality of it also.
Did you get a lot of, I mean, but when you, that transition from you abusing your husband to not abusing your husband, did you get a lot of criticism for that?
I did. My mom told me that, you know, if it was the other way around, how would you want me to react with him? You know, that's not right for you to hit him. You need to, you know that hitting don't solve anything. And now that you've done that, apologize and go through it with being, you know, you would never hit him again, and show that you won't do that. And I would never. And like I said, we've been together almost 20 years now.
Right. Well, I get my point is that I think maybe he needs to go through trial by fire to get to the point where you are, because I'm not convinced that he is someone who wouldn't do that again.
Only have a time for like 2 more calls. Good morning, Ellen. You're on Q100.
Hi, it's Elon.
Elon.
I'm listening from D.C., so I'm kind of, you know, behind. But, I mean, I love you got your show. I just moved to D.C. I miss Atlanta a lot. But you guys come down on Chris Brown really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And every interview that he's done, and I know it sounds very scripted, very... I don't want to know what happened in between him and Rihanna in the car, personally. I wouldn't want him to come out and say, yeah, this went down, she hit me first, so I retaliated. I wouldn't want to know that. So for him to say what happened in the car is between me and her, that's okay for me because I don't know him personally, and it's just none of my business. I wouldn't want to know because as a fan of Chris Brown, I really wouldn't know. I mean, I'm a fan of both of them. It's just I wouldn't want to know any of that information. And I don't feel like people think that stars are not human, and when they make mistakes, they just hold it against them forever. And
Can you at least acknowledge in the audio clip that we just played and you just heard from that New York City radio station that he was wordy and dancing around the issue?
I mean, yes, definitely.
Okay,
but
so that,
I wouldn't want to know any of that.
Okay, that's great.
That's his business, not mine.
Okay, but that's what I think we all in here brought up. Like, I think if you're a Chris Brown fan, you can't stand us when we talk about this.
Right.
But the fact is, during that interview,
we had the exact opposite earlier this morning.
Yeah, someone called us and said that Jen and I were being too.
Right. They said they were too much on his side. So even just talking about him is, you know, polarizing either way.
Like. My thing is, forgive him. I'm not a fan of his. I'm not a fan either. If his song comes on, I listen to it. I do think it's between him and Rihanna. So be it. You know, if he's okay with himself and he moves on, I'm not sitting in judgment of him. But I do think that somebody needs to get to him and say, you shouldn't be doing interviews. Because when if he didn't say anything, we wouldn't have spent the past 10 minutes talking about Chris Brown and his CD would have come out and his song would be on the radio and that would be that. He came out, he was wordy, he didn't sound sincere, he's dodging around the issue. That gives us something to judge him on.
And let me make two points. The first one for me is I don't need to know what happened in the car. That's not my problem with what was said in that radio interview. It's just that he's not fully embracing an apology. And the second thing, I don't care what happened in that car because it doesn't deserve no matter what she did. I don't care if she kicked him in the side of the head with a stiletto.
Yeah.
Still doesn't matter. She didn't deserve that. So it does. It's inconsequential to me.
And that move from Rihanna is actually kind of hot.
Kicking the head with a
stiletto to the head.
Yes.
Hey, Kimberly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Okay, how are you?
Hey, okay, so I feel like I agree with you guys. I don't even think it's the issue of him being a star and not being human. If he had taken more time off before he tried to just jump back into the music thing to, like, analyze himself, I believe that he would have been able to sound more sincere when the time came to apologize, but he's doing this for his career. It's calculated. Everything that he's saying is calculated. Whether he's doing it for his career and for Rihanna, I feel like the timing is all wrong. He should have taken more time off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my whole problem. I agree that we don't need to know what happened in the car because I feel like the world learns its lesson when the whole issue happened in the first place. The specifics of it are irrelevant. Mm-hmm. It happened. It shouldn't have happened. That's the whole thing is wrong. He should take more time off. That's the whole problem with what I have with him.
And I think this is a great time for him to gain public confidence back by being an advocate for women's violence. I mean, he's been through it. He's seen it. I mean, this is a time for him to shine and gain the public respect again, and he's not taking the right opportunity.
It does feel like this is one of those issues that if you're a Chris Brown fan, you can't be swayed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not
you're a
Chris Brown fan,
yeah.
then you can't be swayed.
But see, that's the hard part, is I am a Chris Brown fan of his music. I was a huge fan of his music, and mm-hmm. I still like his songs. But I think on a personal standpoint, I think Wendy's right. I think he needs to mm-hmm. get some more help with domestic violence, and I think he needs to, you know, be able to turn this around sincerely. But there is nothing in that interview mm-hmm. to me that sounded all that sincere.
The Burt Show.